Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, brought to you by Liberty Bank at 3rd and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., just for your convenience. Could you really call it a break-in? Police say the perpetrator who burglarized the Game Central business at 3240 Harrison in Batesville apparently didn't break in, he fell in. Deputy Ernie Gillihan said when he was investigating the incident, he saw where the burglar had pried back the metal roof and had apparently lost his balance some way and fell through the ceiling. Gillihan said the business owner, Justin Smith, had been called by the alarm company, who told him the system at his store had been activated. Smith said when he arrived, he first noticed the glass front door to his business had been broken, apparently as an exit route of the burglar. Smith also found his cash register, which police say was probably used to break out the door glass, laying on the floor with money scattered around. Smith determined that nothing was stolen and the alarm had apparently scared off the burglar. Break-in damages estimated at $250. A Cave City man is off to prison after a Sharp County jury of 8 women and 4 men found 22-year-old David Andrew Waldrop guilty of battery in the first degree. The verdict came at the conclusion of a 2-day trial in Sharp County this week. In August of last year, police say Waldrop's 3-month-old son was taken to the White River Medical Center in Batesville and subsequently transferred by helicopter to Arkansas Children's Hospital due to his injuries. At Children's, Wendell Gines with the state police interviewed Waldrop. Gines said Waldrop admitted he, quote, smacked his son on that date. Prosecuting attorney Henry Boyce presented evidence during the trial. The infant suffered bleeding in his brain and eyes as a result of the beating. Circuit Judge Harold Irwin followed the jury's sentencing recommendation, sent Waldrop to 10 years in the Arkansas Department of Correction. In addition to Boyce, the state of Arkansas was represented by Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Tom Garner. Is it theft by deception? That story and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas, member FDIC.
Independence County criminal investigators are looking into two cases that apparently involve theft by deception by a Newark, Arkansas construction company. Police say one case involves a Batesville man who hired the company to do renovation work on his home. He told police in early June the contractor, after figuring the total cost at $7,400, asked for $3,800 up front. Police say the contractor has never returned to do the work. In the second case, another Batesville man hired the same company to do renovation work on his barn. He told police he had written 2 checks to the contractor for supplies and work, but the work hasn't been completed and the suspect contractor is missing. Police also took a theft report from the victim. It appears someone during the time the renovation crew was on the job took the victim's tools and an SKS rifle. And here's something that young folks in this area can do that will make them feel good and others feel good too. Allie Edwards of Newark has been getting this feel-good feeling and thinks other boys and girls might want to do the same. Instead of having presents for her birthday, Allie decided she wanted to give presents to nursing home residents. With relatives in area nursing homes, she's seen firsthand that many of them don't have much of a smile but instead seem lonely. So Allie put together I Care packages for nursing home residents. These packs contain things that take care of daily needs and come in handy, like facial tissues, lotions, shaving cream, other toiletries, other items as well. Back to Allie. She'll be a third grader at Sulphur Rock Magnet School, and she's 8 years old. Allie says the I Care packages bring a smile to residents' faces. She said, quote, I like to see them smile, but I think they mostly like visitors. Oh, yes. As you may have guessed, Allie is wise beyond her years. Did I mention she was 8 years old? If you want to join Allie or know some young girl or boy who might, call Allie at 870-613-1686. She'd be happy to tell you about I Care packages. This local and regional update has been a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great day.